Life is rough sometimes, isn't it? It can be tough, it can be difficult. And Peter knows that as he writes to the Christians living in exile in this world in his letter, 1 Peter. For myself and my household, my family, Lou and the kids, life has been pretty difficult these last few months during lockdown. It's not been easy. It's been hard. Sometimes very hard, it seemed. But a few weeks ago now, some friends of ours from church, you'll know who you are when I begin to tell the story, did something really kind for us. They said to us, what are you doing on Saturday night? Well, we replied, nothing much, collapsing on the sofa, maybe watch a film. They said, well, don't make yourself any tea, don't order any tea, we're going to bring you something. Well, we began to cheer up already. And then we discovered that that something was going to be curry. Now I love curry. Do you ever get a craving for something? Well, I often crave curry. It's delicious. I love it. Now, I'll tell you what, I didn't need the curry to have actually arrived before I began to cheer up significantly. I was rejoicing in the fact that curry was getting closer as Saturday night approached and then it arrived. I couldn't yet see it before it arrived. I couldn't smell it yet. I couldn't taste it yet, though it felt like I kind of could. But I was rejoicing just in the fact that it was on its way at the end of a difficult week. Now, why do I tell you this? Well, there's something of this kind of principle going on in the Christian life as well. Let me read to you verses 8 and 9 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Though you have not seen Christ, you love him. Though not seeing him now, you believe in him and you rejoice with inexpressible and glorious joy because you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Now, as Peter wrote to these Christians living in exile, suffering various trials and griefs as he wrote to them, he knows that they've never actually set eyes physically upon the Lord Jesus Christ. They've not seen him. But they still love him. They still believe in him. They still rejoice with inexpressible and glorious joy because they love him and believe in him. What they also know is that they are receiving the goal of their faith in this Christ, in whom they love, in whom they believe. And that goal of their faith is the salvation of their souls. And now, what is the salvation of their soul? Soul here doesn't just refer to our immaterial spirit. It refers to our whole person. And the goal of our faith, the salvation of our souls, is to one day be made fully like Christ and to be with him. The point of our salvation is to bring us back to God so that we experience his love fully in person with him in a new heavens and a new earth. Now that wonderful reality is still to come. But the very thought of it, if you like, now, and the sense that we can in some way taste it even now, because we do see him in part, if not clearly yet, is a cause for rejoicing. The fact that there is more to come is a cause for rejoicing. Christian, if you're struggling, if you're suffering, remember this. We thought about it yesterday too. Though you have not yet seen Christ with your physical eyes, you love him, don't you? Though you are not seeing him now, physically, with your eyes, you believe in him, don't you? So rejoice. Rejoice with inexpressible and glorious joy, because this means the fact that you love him, the fact that you believe in him, even though you haven't physically seen him, it means that you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls, which is being made like him and enjoying his presence forever.